News in the Church, Evening News, July 5th, 2024, by Paul Johannes Ness. Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannes Ness, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the evening news for July 5th, 2024. Let's begin. Our first story covers a significant development in the Church. The Vatican has excommunicated Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano for schism. This action follows a series of controversial statements and actions by Vigano that have caused division within the Church. The excommunication underscores the Vatican's stance on maintaining unity and addressing actions deemed harmful to the Church's integrity. Vigano's increasingly defiant rhetoric and public calls for resistance against the Vatican's authority have culminated in this severe disciplinary measure. This move is intended to reassert the Church's commitment to unity and doctrinal adherence amidst growing internal and external challenges. In London, Archbishop Edgar Peña Parra has testified as a witness in a civil trial involving significant legal and financial issues. His testimony is part of the broader efforts by the Church to address and resolve complex legal matters transparently and justly. The case involves intricate financial transactions and allegations of misconduct, with the Archbishop providing essential insights that could influence the trial's outcome. This involvement highlights the Church's commitment to accountability and its proactive stance in legal proceedings that affect its operations and reputation. In Pakistan, a Christian man has been sentenced to death for alleged blasphemy. The case has drawn international condemnation and highlighted ongoing concerns about religious freedom and human rights in the country. Various advocacy groups are calling for intervention and urging the Pakistani government to reconsider the harsh penalty. The man's conviction has sparked debates about the misuse of blasphemy laws, often seen as tools for persecution against religious minorities. International human rights organizations are intensifying their efforts to lobby for his release and the reformation of these contentious laws. In Lebanon, Christians are facing significant challenges amid the ongoing Israeli invasion. The conflict has exacerbated existing hardships, and church leaders are appealing for international assistance and solidarity. The situation underscores the urgent need for peace and stability in the region to protect vulnerable populations. Lebanese Christians, already struggling with economic instability and political turmoil, now face increased threats to their safety and livelihoods. Church leaders are calling for a ceasefire and humanitarian aid to support displaced and affected communities, emphasizing the need for global solidarity and intervention. The Vatican has released the schedule for Pope Francis's upcoming 2-week trip to Asia and Oceania. The trip, set to begin later this month, will include visits to several countries where the Pope will meet with local leaders, participate in religious ceremonies, and address various social and political issues. This journey highlights the Pope's ongoing commitment to engaging with diverse global communities and promoting peace and dialogue. Archaeologists have discovered remnants of an estate believed to belong to Emperor Caligula near the Vatican. This significant find offers new insights into the history and cultural heritage of the region. The discovery is expected to attract considerable scholarly interest and enhance our understanding of ancient Roman history. In Angola, a Catholic bishop has urged for the protection of the Mayombe forest from uncontrolled exploitation by foreign entities. The bishop emphasized the need to safeguard this vital environmental resource from greedy exploitation, highlighting the Church's role in advocating for environmental conservation and social justice. In the Holy Land, there are rising concerns over threats to Christian presence in the region. Various factors, including political instability and social pressures, are contributing to the challenges faced by Christian communities. Church leaders are calling for increased support and protection to ensure the survival and flourishing of these historic communities. This month, 50,000 altar servers are expected to head to Rome for a special meeting. The gathering will provide an opportunity for these young people to deepen their faith, receive spiritual formation, and engage with the broader Catholic community. The event reflects the Church's commitment to nurturing the spiritual growth of its younger members. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the morning news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed evening.